Top 5 on the Rokan Show.
5, let's go. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number 5.
No joint statement this time after a meeting between the president's national security advisor, John Bolton, and his Russian counterpart, whose name is being withheld pending my ability to pronounce it, held in Geneva today, speaking to a press conference all on his own. John Bolton says that he warned the Russians that the U.S. is not going to tolerate any kind of meddling with the elections, especially if you're going to help the Democrats this time. We're definitely opposed to it now. It looks like you were trying to get into some conservative sites and some other things. We know what you're up to now. Back then it was okay, but now it's not. So the BBC jumped up and politely asked if he, John Bolton, is ever concerned that the president himself might be a security risk.
Of course not. I mean, that's a silly question. I just spoke to him literally a few minutes ago, and we have performed here in exactly the way I think the two leaders would have expected us to. And, you know, honestly, have a little faith in the American people who elected him president.
All right. In other words, but you could tell his mustache was quivering.
Oh, geez.
Which is easy to see when that happens.
It's the tip, right? You can tell what's going on there.
Honest to God, though, man, the first time I saw him, I'm like, that's Ned Flanders.
I know.
From The Simpsons.
Does look like The Simpsons character.
And Ned Flanders is dead, isn't he? Or does he still come back?
Is Ned Flanders dead on The Simpsons?
Yeah, they killed him on The Simpsons. Oh. But but his mustache quivers just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get this sense of, uh-oh. Because he can't go back to Washington after he answers that question. Yeah, of course it's a security threat. Oh, my God. You know how much, I mean, we literally leaves the room and we all mouth to each other. What the?
Ned's alive, by the way. His wife, apparently, is the one who's dead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I thought they killed him, too. All right. Anyway, the point is this, that happened today. And that would normally be the most important thing that happened in a given day, but it's really not,
right?
Because we've got...
Number 4.
Fox and Friends host Ainsley Earhart interviewed President Trump yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday, but she's morning. Like, they revealed part of it today, though. They kind of split it up.
Right. The whole thing was run today. Yesterday, they were just teasing us with it. Yeah. And the birds that were tweeting over their heads.
Yeah.
Did you hear? That's kind of weird. They decided to go out. You know what's really interesting about this? They set it up outside. They wanted to show the Rose Garden, like outside the Rose Garden. Mm-hmm. But then they put a bunch of flags around him, too. He must require that.
Yeah.
That he must always be shown with a flag, even though he's outside in a Rose Garden. I'm like, it's kind of one or the other. But I guess this is how we do it in the third world now. He was asked if he believes the Democrats are out to impeach him.
If the Democrats take back power, do you believe they will try to impeach you?
Well, you know, I guess it's something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe in reverse.
Seems like a warning shot, doesn't it?
Right. Exactly. You can't fire me. I'll take all of this with me. Yeah. Yeah. He also, in that interview, gave himself an A+.
Yeah, A+.
He did.
Yeah.
Good grades. Always had the best grades at the best schools.
But it's kind of it's kind of a silly reporter question, though, isn't it?
Oh, no. That was
what grade do you give yourself?
I've contacted the Nobel, Edward R. Murrow, and Peabody committees for Ainsley.
When she was handed the questions she was supposed to ask by the White House, that was one of them.
Yeah. What grade do you give yourself so far?
So I give myself an A+. I don't think any president has ever done what I've done in this short. We haven't even been 2 years. Biggest tax cuts in history. Soon to be 2 unbelievable Supreme Court justices.
Okay.
Okay.
As expected.
Wow. All right. Now, Rudy Giuliani. Have you seen this? Rudy Giuliani's out of the country.
Where is he?
He's in Scotland.
Oh. Is he at the Turnberry, golf course?
Well, he got Sky News caught up with him to ask him about all this other stuff that's going on here. And he's apparently the president's mad that he's out of the country at a moment like this. Because this is a bad week for your personal attorney to be out of the country when two of your guys, your former personal attorney, pleads guilty and implicates you in a crime. And then when your former campaign manager gets convicted of 8 counts out of 18, but now we learn today, Fox News tells us that there was just one holdout that stopped the other 10 from going through. Everybody else was like, come on, including a woman who was a Trump supporter. Was like, come on, this guy's guilty.
That's right. She said she didn't want to believe that Manafort would be guilty, but she said the prosecutors overwhelmingly proved their case.
Right, and except for the one holdout. It's like, I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. If anybody's ever been on a jury, you know there can be people like that. Yep. It's often me. Anyway, the point here is this.
Not doing it.
This the
not going to make me.
Rudy Giuliani wearing a Trump golf hat.
Oh, nice.
Right? Like the Trump Turnberry hat.
Oh, those are beauties.
Yeah. Was caught at Aberdeenshire, Scotland. And he told reporters that James Matthews' client was safe. I don't know, understand the context of that. What is that all about? That's in my little script here.
The reporter, James Matthews. So he's telling him that Trump's fine, I think.
Oh, okay. That's it. Sorry. Thank you very much.
Hardly. I think it's inevitable that he won't. President Trump is completely cleared. You have this Cohen guy. He doesn't know anything about Russian collusion, doesn't know anything about obstruction. He's a massive liar. If anything, it's turned very much in the president's favor. I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Thank you.
Revolt.
Oh, he started sounding a little bit almost Scottish at the beginning there because he was over there. Oh, I was saying something like Gerard Butler. What?
I don't. Well,
there are polls that show that there wouldn't be as high a tolerance for impeachment as you might expect.
Well, the American public is not as bad. It is a purely political moment. I mean, that's the thing. I'm not sure that I would be. Well, first of all, on
we know so far.
Yeah, I mean, if he called fire, if he called the shots to get the Russians to take out Hillary, yes.
That's different.
I think that rises to a level where you would have to
high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, it's not even high crimes and misdemeanors. It's just it rises to a simple sentence. Should you impeach a president for using a foreign government to take out your political enemy? You know,
is that treasonous?
I think that's pretty simple. I wouldn't even go that far, but I would just say that would be the question. Should you take the guy out of office for that? And I think you'd get a majority of Americans who would support that. But I think you lied and used some faulty tactics, illegal IRS tactics to pay off your porn star and Playboy model girlfriends. That's Clintonian is what he did. And so they didn't convict Clinton
in the Senate. Right. The House.
So I think you got to kind of look at it that way. I mean, it's bad. But it is what we know what the guy is. The guy makes stuff up. Sort of body of work with Donald Trump is, except for the fact that the economy is going well and he's got Supreme Court justices the conservatives like, or the most conservatives like, I guess. That's going to be okay. Plus, he's really good at taking down his enemies, so don't get on his bad side. That, in a nutshell, describes the Trump presidency. We'll get to your 3, your 2, and your 1, but first, Judy's telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Another guilty verdict in the Hydea Pendleton case.
Violetta?
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlan, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9.
We're going to need Micah and Joe to work a shift at Sabatino's when we purchase it.
Yeah, what would they do?
Oh, jeez.
Micah's going to sing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she'd be good.
Yeah,
right on the piano.
I would see that she'd be the good host at the front. You know, she'd be your front of the...
Joe. Yeah.
Or the bartender. Joe
would be
a good bartender.
I think Joe would be a bartender.
Joe, I see Joe.
Bowtie Joe.
Yeah, maybe.
bartender.
I like him in a tuxedo, just taking you back to the table.
How many of you's got?
We have decided that, because Sabatino's, we just announced this a few minutes ago. Sabatino's is closing after 40 years.
So sad.
And everybody here loves it so much. It's a restaurant on the northwest side of the city. It's not too far from Channel 9.
No.
It'd be a really good opportunity for us all to kind of, you know, get together and
save a Chicago institution.
Right, and just work in shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be a strolling musician because I do the violin. So, I don't know, Violetta might be able to do the accordion because some of her family members, maybe. Isn't that something?
The band is already works at Little Bucharest, too. It's the one guy with the hair on the wrong side of his head.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. We've seen him. He's terrific.
All right. Anyway, we're still in the middle of the top five of five. We're up to
number three.
Stephen A. spoke on First Take this morning following a press conference in which Ohio State University announced just a 3-game suspension for head coach Urban Meyer and a 3-week suspension for athletic director because they did not properly report the abuse claims made by the ex-wife of their assistant coach, Zach Smith.
It has me thinking about the 31 arrests that occurred when Urban Meyer was at Florida. It has me thinking that he should never be trusted again to be an individual that's leaned upon for the truth, because he has no compunction for lying. And even when he lied to the media, all right, and ultimately got busted about doing that, even in his statement last night, he said there was no effort to mislead. Well, what the hell is lying?
Okay.
Some are saying it seems like a light.
Well, you win football games and you get away with stuff.
Oh, yeah. The one kid got like 5 games for selling his little gold pant medallion thingy. Remember that?
Right.
One guy got 4 games for signing autographs and accepting cash for it.
Well, so, they fired a coach at Ohio State, one of the most winningest coaches in that esteemed university's history, because he didn't stop guys from selling their autographs. Right?
Mm-hmm. Trestle.
Jim Tressel.
Yeah. Then they fired Woody Hayes for punching a Clemson player in the throat.
Well, that was separate, yeah.
So, you know, there's different reasons. They've got the All-American list. And, hey, Penn State, Ohio State, September 29th in the Cover-Up Bowl. Oh, that'll be a good one.
I love that.
For those of you keeping score at home.
Fallen heroes of sports.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to denial. Jeez.
I know.
Amazing. All right. I'm still a fan.
Number two.
Nicki Minaj may still be upset over her Billboard numbers, but in her latest episode of Queen Radio, she clarified that she's holding no grudge against rapper Travis Scott's baby mama and beauty mogul Kylie Jenner. Are you following me here, people?
Yeah, sure.
Are you following me? Not quite.
No, I am. But I'll catch up.
It's a bit of a flip from what Nicki tweeted over the weekend, blaming Kylie for pumping up Travis's album sales.
That's right.
Now she insists they're all good.
All good. Thank God.
I love Kylie. And that's not going to change. She has been put in probably a little awkward situation, but this is not real life. This is entertainment, you guys. So we're not going to do that. Now, it's obvious she got a ride with her man. Why the f*** wouldn't she? Mm-hmm. So, but we're not going to make this something that it's not, because she's a dope girl. She's done absolutely nothing wrong but support her people, and we're not going to start any dumbass cat fights for your f-ing entertainment. We're not.
Well, if you have any questions about what you just heard, ask your kids. I think that's the answer, and they'll explain it to you.
Translate it. But her tour is, I mean, like, I guess she heard a new tour is not selling very well.
I liked when she was saying Kylie's done absolutely nothing, but then she said more words after that.
We'll have to ask for a translation.
Yeah. Violetta, can you explain what happened there? No, don't worry about it.
Later.
Yeah, we got to get on with this.
Number one.
Ed King, Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist who joined the band in 1972, right before they went supernova, giving that 3-guitar sound to the iconic rock band, has died. Now, he was a member of the psychedelic 60s band Strawberry Alarm Clock, right? Again, not exactly Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he was one of the great guitarists of his generation.
Good sense, ill sense, cripple mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's
He joined Skynyrd at the Jacksonville, Florida bar, the Comic Book Club, back in 1968. They heard him rehearsing the song Need All My Friends. And it wasn't until 1972, however, that he would sign with the band, temporarily replacing the bassist Leon Wilkerson and then becoming a full-fledged member as the third guitarist. King played on the band's first three albums, 1973's Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, 1974's Second Helping, and Nothing Fancy from 1975. He famously co-wrote this. Ed King was 68.
The top five at five.